This is your home for Jefferson City Jays football. News Talk 1240 KLIK.
Second down and 9 from the Webster 48-yard line. Scoreless game, 9:18 to play in the quarter. Eklund with Rich and Failich in the backfield. Receiver to the left and also to the right. Four-step drop. Timing pattern over the middle. There's nobody down there but a corner. And that ball will go incomplete. The only one down there was a Webster Groves defender who almost came up with an interception.
The receiver broke that back. He just turned back and did a little curl pattern about 20 yards down the field. And the quarterback, I think, thought he was going to fake that curl and go up. Obviously, that didn't happen.
Chris Banks back there playing cornerback. Third down, 9 at the 48-yard line. Eklund, in these situations, Coach, likes to go to Castagno.
Yes, he's been their leading receiver. 253 yards on the season, so we wouldn't be surprised to see the ball go there.
Third down, 9 from the Webster 48-yard line. Scoreless game. Eklund is under center. Option play, and they go with a run, and they hand off there, and the running back is going to get around the 40. He'll be about a yard shy of a first down. Austin Failich running behind the strength of their offensive line. Close to a first down will be short. Jared Nesbitt and also Cameron Laudiland on the hit.
Well, not too surprising. It looks like they're going to go for this because it's fourth and short inside their 40-yard line. A punt doesn't get them very much, and obviously they'd like to retain the ball. Again, right now, Darryl Jackson is on the sideline.
That's
a plus for anybody.
That is a big, big key indeed. Fourth down, less than one. Webster Groves defense here is outstanding when they can stop them. Park Hill has it. Fourth down, less than one. From the Trojan 40, they hand it off up the middle, and he's got the first down. Again, that was Austin Failich over left tackle. And, of course, the Webster Groves had 9 men in the box. Landon Fitzgerald made the tackle.
Check the spot.
I think he got it. They're going to go ahead and measure it. Boy, Webster got a pretty generous spot there.
Yeah, it looked like it. I thought he fell well over that 39-yard line, but right now that's too close to call from here.
You're not kidding, Coach. This spot, I don't know. I thought he had it when he made that effort. He kind of dove a second effort. I thought he had it. This is going to be very, very close. First down.
He got it.
Barely.
Well, a very inexact science, spotting the ball.
Yeah.
You know, at...
Playing on turf, particularly in St. Louis, does that make much of a difference in a game like this?
No, I don't think so at all. I think kids have adjusted to that real quick. They got down here early, got on the field. You know, if anything, it'll be an advantage because we won't see a lot of slipping and sliding with regard to moisture on the field.
Eklund under center. First down, 10 for the Trojans at the Webster 39-yard line. Eklund on an option play around the corner, around the 35, around the 30, around the 25. Still on his feet to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Wow, what a run. What an effort. What a great fake inside. I mean, he faked that ball inside, and he had both linebackers, inside linebackers, up on the line of scrimmage. And once he turned that corner and broke contain, he had his receivers downfield shelling blocks for him. What a great run. What an effort.
If you're a Webster Groves fan, most importantly, you got to be concerned about the line because they were dominated on the interior
line. Absolutely. That's the whole key of the ball game, is to find a way to settle that down in there.
Here is the PAT. Jackson will be doing the kicking here for Park Hill. Bad snap. Kick is up. It's high, and it is good. Snap was high, but nonetheless, he's able to convert it. 7:57 to play in the first quarter, and we have a timeout on the field. Your score, Park Hill 7 and Webster Groves nothing. You're listening to the Missouri State High School Show Me Bowl on Fan Sports, KFNS.